is what the goal is. And now, why would NATO want to peacefully resolve issues prior to having the military involved? Surely you guys know why you'd want... If you have an enemy, and that enemy is causing you an immense amount of difficulty, would you rather not sit across from that enemy and try to resolve your problems peacefully before attempting to use an excessive amount of force, or a force that would be sufficient enough to resolve the conflict? You would. So the point with this organization is that NATO is very active. There are many conferences, many events. The purpose is for each member to discuss, to go over major issues of concern, to fix these issues before escalation takes place. Knowing this about NATO, does it sound similar to any other organizations that are out there?
It sounds kind of similar to peacekeeping.
Exactly. United Nations. And what do you know about the United Nations?
It's basically a forum where all the countries can come and sort of talk about their issues, I guess.
Right. And with the United Nations, one of the main motives is peace and to resolve issues before escalation takes place. Any other associations or organizations that remind you of NATO, or perhaps even the United Nations? Absolutely. And the key purpose of the North Atlantic Treaty Association is clearly displayed in this charter. If you guys turn to your next handout, you will see the North Atlantic Treaty 1949 charter, which contains major articles. So you'll see articles 1 to 5 on page 1. And the parties that are affiliated with this treaty understand the main principles and the values of the Charter of the United Nations. The ultimate goal of each member that's involved is to live in peace and to have that interaction with other members without that conflict. Article 1 is one of the major articles in this charter, and it states that the parties undertake, as set forth in the Charter of the United Nations, to settle any international dispute in which they may be involved by peaceful means in such a manner that international peace and security and justice are not endangered, and to refrain in their international relations from the threat or use of force in any manner that is inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. So as I said, the intent is not to use excessive force. The intent is to resolve issues in a manner that does not resort to that. Through negotiation, through leadership, and through discussion, the goal is for peaceful and friendly international relations, which are strengthened. And as a result of these relationships being strengthened, NATO's ultimate goal is to continue to have more members. As I said before, 28 countries are members of NATO. 2009 was the most recent addition. It's 2015. What would be a benefit of having more countries a part of this association?
have more kind of connections with the other members, and you'd have more security, more protection, more people to back you up if you need it, really.
Exactly. Exactly. And with number, with a lot of numbers, you'll find strength. And with a lot of countries that understand this charter and believe in the values of peaceful resolution, understand the significance of this. Each member, yes?
Is there a concern that NATO might get too big? Like if you have too many countries, there's a chance of something happening with one of them, with a member that somebody's not in NATO. You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
In terms of the organization itself right now, I know the goal is to have more members, more countries actively involved. I know in Europe, the headquarters of NATO, that's in Belgium, in Brussels, in Europe. So most of the countries that are on this list are in Europe. And I think it would be a huge asset to have more additions such as Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now, if you have too many countries, I think NATO has... Well, I know NATO has a lot of people who are actively involved and engaged in implementing policies, actively working on addressing major issues of concern. So I think with a lot of people involved and a lot of countries, as long as the members are actively doing work and abide by the charter and respect other members that are affiliated with NATO, I think there's a lot of power to that.
I was wondering, I think NATO is great, and I'm glad Canada is part of NATO.
Yes.
It's a wonderful organization, part of. But I worry, say, if we expand, if we keep expanding, say Ukraine or further into Eastern Europe.
Yes.
Are we not provoking the Russians?
I'm glad that you mentioned this, because that was something I was going to discuss.
Later on,
but I will touch on this. If Ukraine, I believe, and I could be wrong, but this is what I believe, and it's my opinion. I believe that if Ukraine were to join NATO, all of these members, all of these 28 members, would back Ukraine up. You know, so if there is, the thing about NATO is, there are members and there are non-members. If, let's say, a non-member threatens the security of a member, let's say Russia decides they want to attack Canada in order to provide America with an example of what can happen when they use their military force or their nuclear missiles. If that were to happen, let's say Russia's clearly not on this list. United States, all of these countries, Europe, United States would be a huge one, would immediately aid to helping Canada as much as possible in terms of military training and the amount of soldiers that are actively involved. There are huge numbers and a lot of power. But again, that would be the last resort, is resorting to the use of military force. That would only happen if, let's say, Canada was attacked, or if America was attacked by Russia. We would provide soldiers. We would actively get our military to do everything possible to help.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If that was the situation to happen, and we have stuff today like a platform with the UN to discuss, and also what you would refer to as mutually assured destruction with Russia, right? Where that kind of war probably wouldn't happen on a scale like that today. Is NATO still relevant in the 21st century then?
NATO is definitely relevant today. There's a reason why it was established in 1949 after World War II. It's one of the longest and strongest organizations that has existed for a while, is existing, and will always exist. I don't see NATO leaving. I don't see NATO disappearing or vanishing or no longer being active in terms of the work that NATO has done by securing the safety of not only Canadians, but all of the other members who are affiliated. I strongly feel that as time progresses, that military training and that having that security is a huge asset. And I don't see all of the 28 members, I don't see any of them backing out. 1949 is a very long time to be a member of an organization and to be actively involved if you don't see the relevance behind it. Why would you be a member of anything for that long of a period of time if you didn't see any merit or value behind the work that was done? So, like, with other organizations, like the United Nations, I strongly applaud the work that they do. I think with more organizations, more associations working together, I think that brings a lot of value and strength in terms of securing our nation, but not only our nation, but the nation of our members. You were going to ask something.
I just wanted to clarify, but when it says that the NATO membership is only open to any European state, does that include any satellite, or like previous satellite colonies in the British, or any European
country? Any country, any European country, any country can be a member of NATO as long as they abide by the core fundamental values.
So when it says that it's open to any other European state?
Yeah, open to any other European state. So an example would be, this would be open to Ukraine.
Okay.
This would be open to any other European country that is not on this list. Obviously, Canada is a member, United States is a member. That's huge. But anyone else who wants to become a member can do so as long as they respect the values of all of these other members and they understand the core and fundamental meaning and purpose behind NATO. If you're a nation that doesn't believe in peacefully resolving issues and you don't want to pursue a democracy, instead you want to, in a way, take away the rights and freedoms of your citizens, or you believe in attacking other countries, other parts of the world, I don't think you're going to be a member of this organization or any organization that promotes peace and security. Any other questions? I thought I saw a hand. No? Okay.
Right now, on the ongoing civil war in Syria, I guess I read my book that Turkey is bombing a rebel group the U.S. is technically allies with. Would that threaten the alliance of NATO?
It would certainly threaten the alliance. There are a lot of issues pertaining to matters happening in Turkey right now. Again, it's interesting you brought this up. I met with the Consul General of Turkey a few weeks ago, and we had a conversation about the significance between the relationship with Canada and Turkey and how that compares to the relationship between the United States and Turkey. And he actually mentioned some of these ongoing issues. And yes, just like with any organization, there will be threats, there will be issues with alliances, but it's a matter of time. With matters pertaining to an alliance being threatened, oftentimes there will be meetings, there will be conversations, conferences between the people that are involved, and a decision will be made as to what actions should be taken next. any other questions before I continue? Okay, great. So I want you guys to really consider the possibility of options that are out there for you. If you look at the third document that is in your pile here, you will see all of the programs that are currently offered at the NATO Association of Canada. And again, we're located at 60 Harbour Street. That's in Toronto. The main programs that we have a lot. We have Canada's NATO, Emerging Security, Expanding Community, Global Horizons, the one that I'm the program editor of, along with International Business and Economy, Canadian Armed Forces, which is one of the main programs that's been around for the longest, Procurement, Society, Culture, and International Relations, Women in Society, A View from Ukraine.